Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. Amid the ongoing search for missing 23-year-old Kata Scott, prosecutors are shining a light on Keon King, the man charged in connection with her disappearance, who they say was charged with another kidnapping earlier this year. We get more from KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Sources say Keon King tried twice to get into the North Philadelphia home of his ex-girlfriend back on January 13th of this year. The first time, according to sources, was around 2:30 in the morning. They say he climbed over a fence and tried to open windows, ripped down curtains, and then pounded and kicked on the back door to try and get in, but he failed and left before police arrived. That afternoon around 3:30, they say he tried again, climbing the fence, looking through windows, and attempting to get in, this time with a gun in his waistband. About an hour later, sources say, as his ex left her home with a friend to run an errand, he grabbed her and threw her into his car, assaulting her, biting her face, and choking her as he drove. They say his 2-year-old child was in the back seat at the time. They also say he dropped her at 7th and Girard, and she flagged down police.
King was arrested in April on kidnapping and assault charges, but prosecutors dropped all charges at his preliminary hearing, saying the judge forced them to withdraw the case because the victim and witness didn't show up to court. As regional rail riders shared stories of crowded and delayed trains, SEPTA couldn't promise city council that it would finish inspecting cars before the October 31st federal deadline. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Exasperated commuter Mitch Tannen talked of his frustrations while regional rail cars are pulled out of service for emergency inspections.
This is the kind of thing that just drives riders absolutely crazy. People are furious, never knowing if their train is going to come or not.
At a hearing by City Council's Transportation Committee Thursday, SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said the transit agency had completed federally ordered fire inspections of 52 of its 225 Silver Liner 4 rail cars. And Sauer couldn't guarantee SEPTA would get them all done by the end of the month.
We are fully committed to making every effort, working around the clock to meet that deadline. We realize that there is potential, should some condition emerge, that we may not.
One alternative is to seek an extension from the Federal Railroad Administration. Sauer said it could take until the end of the year before a return to, quote, normal service. A 27-year-old Warminster man will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being found guilty of first-degree murder for killing his ex-girlfriend outside of her West Conshohocken home minutes after she broke up with him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
It took the jury 45 minutes to find 27-year-old Michael Dutkowitz guilty of first-degree murder for shooting and killing 25-year-old Alyssa Wiest outside her home on Moorhead Avenue in West Conshohocken around 12:30 a.m. on May 18th. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says it was clearly first-degree murder.
She ran for her life, and he followed her out of the house and shot her 2 times. One paralyzed her, knocking her to the ground, and as she lay prone on the ground, he put a fifth bullet in her head.
Alyssa's father, Kurt Weiss, says his daughter was a superstar who touched so many lives, and the family started a foundation in her name. She was a microbiologist at GSK, and the foundation will support women in STEM careers.
First-degree murder carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. A Philadelphia city councilman wants to put restraints on apps that resell restaurant reservation slots. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the bill was introduced at Thursday's council meeting.
Councilman Isaiah Thomas says the hospitality industry asked him for the bill regulating reservation apps.
To assure that they're able to maximize their ability to service all of the people who are coming to the city of Philadelphia next year.
Ben Falletia of the Restaurant and Lodging Association explains there's an online market for hard-to-get reservations that makes them even harder to get.
This third-party piracy app is going in and snatching up all the reservations and then selling you, the guest, like a 7 o'clock time spot for maybe $300-$400.
The most popular of these apps, Appointment Trader, says that's not how it works, that its rules discourage bulk reservations. Founder Jonas Frey says the app is just another way for people to make money.
People that argue reservations should be free because they don't cost anything, got to look at economics 101.
Other cities, though, have concluded the app harms restaurants.
New York passed a law last summer prohibiting reservation resales without a restaurant's permission, and California is considering a similar measure. The Mann Center gets a new name and millions of dollars in upgrades in time for its 50th anniversary. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Mann, Philly's iconic outdoor music venue, has been renamed the Highmark Mann Center for the Performing Arts. The partnership with Highmark Blue Shield includes a major $70 million renovation project, which includes improvement to the Skyline stage, a backstage transformation, and total overhaul of the entry plaza. President and CEO Catherine Cahill.
As our number of programs have expanded and the size of our audiences have happily expanded, our current plaza was no longer sufficient to handle the demands of food and beverage experiences, restroom experiences, merchandise experience.
The plaza will feature a new welcome center, medical suite, archive space, a gift shop, bar, and not to mention the East Wall, which will display vivid installations and historical and cultural video productions on the exterior of the TD Pavilion.
All of the renovations are expected to be complete next spring, when the center will celebrate its 50th anniversary with signature programming, including the Philadelphia Orchestra. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.